بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salah and salam be upon the noble prophet, his household and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. Continuing the explanation on the collection by Imam Nawawi, known as 40 Nawawi Hadith. This is the Hadith number 21. عن أبي عمر وقيل أبي عمرة سفيان بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله قل لي في الإسلام قولا لا أسأل عنه أحدا غيرك. قال قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم. آمنت بالله ثم استقم. On the authority of Abi Amr, and he is also given as Abu Amra, Sufyan ibn Sufyan bin Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, I said, O Messenger of Allah, tell me something about Islam which I can ask of no one but you. Tell me something about Islam which I can ask of no one but you. He said, say, I believe in Allah and thereafter be upright. I believe in Allah and thereafter be upright. And this hadith is related by Imam Muslim rahimahullah. So here he's asking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, قل لي في الإسلام, tell me something about Islam, meaning concerning the Sharia. And then he said, which I can ask of no one but you, meaning a saying, a statement which could be a decisive and comprehensive and beneficial one. So the Prophet ﷺ told him, say, I believe in Allah, and this is a matter pertaining to the heart. I have faith in Allah. ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ, and then be upright afterwards. Thereafter, and this is being in a state of obedience to Allah, and this covers the body parts. So the Prophet ﷺ gave him two words, amantu billah, believing in Allah, and the place of that is in the heart. Thumma istaqim, and this is the actions, and they are on the jawarih, the body parts. And this is a hadith which is comprehensive, from the most comprehensive narrations or a hadith. Because when the Prophet ﷺ said, قُلْ آمَنْتُ, say I believe, this covers the saying of the tongue and the saying of the heart. This covers the saying of the tongue and the saying of the heart. And what is the saying of the heart? قال أهل العلم, the people of knowledge said, it means its attestation and its acknowledgement and confession. So, therefore, I attest in accordance of what is in accordance with what is obligated upon me of faith in the oneness of Allah, in His Lordship, in His divinity, and in His names and attributes. Then, after this iman, thereafter he told him, istaqim, and thereafter be upright, meaning take the right path, the upright path. Don't deviate from the Sharia, neither left nor to the right. These two statements comprised the whole deen of Islam. These two statements comprised the entire deen. Let us look at it. Because belief in Allah comprises sincerity, purity of worship, singling Allah alone in worship, and being upright, then that means following His Sharia, His way, Allah's Sharia, Allah's prescribed matters. So therefore, it comprises the two conditions for worship to be accepted. The first is ikhlas, and the second is al-mutaba'ah, the following of the Sharia. First is purity, and the second is following the Sharia, the prescribed matters in Islam, which Allah ordained. The benefits of this hadith. First of all, the care of the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them all, to acquire knowledge and to seek it, and being keen on that. This is known from their way when they come to the Prophet ﷺ and ask him all these great questions so as to learn, telling that they are keen about acquiring knowledge. Also, the soundness of this companion, Abi Amr, or Abi Amra, may Allah be pleased with him, when he asked him this great question, he asked for a great question that will be sufficient, that he would not ask anyone else but the Prophet ﷺ. He asked and he got the comprehensive answer in few words. The third benefit, that the person should ask the people of knowledge and look for the comprehensive answers, so that the pieces of knowledge don't become confusing to him and got mixed up. So he looks for the comprehensive and beneficial answers. Because here he told the Prophet ﷺ, tell me something about Islam which I can ask of no one but you. But there is a problem here. When he said, which I can ask of no one but you. So is it possible that the companions, may Allah be pleased with them all, would ask someone other than the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam for or concerning the matters of Islam? The answer, yes, it's possible for them or for one of them to ask another who excels him in knowledge. And this is a fact. Also, we can say that this wording in this context that the companion used with the Prophet ﷺ is a style utilized so that the one being asked gives importance to the question and thus gives importance to the answer. The fourth benefit. The Prophet ﷺ answered by giving the comprehensive answer, where the entire deen of Islam came in two statements. Having faith in Allah, then be upright. And this is also evident from the Quran. There is evidence to this in the Quran. In Surah Al-Ahqaf, chapter 46, verse 13. قال الله تعالى إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Verily those who say our Lord is only Allah, and thereafter stand firm and straight on the Islamic faith of Tawheed, on them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. The same me. Also, this is evident in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in another verse, or in other verses, in the Quran, in chapter 41, verse 30. قال الله تعالى إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. Verily those who say our Lord is Allah alone, and then they stand firm on them, the angels will descend at the time of their death, saying, fear not, nor grieve, but receive the glad tidings of paradise, which you have been promised. Which you have been promised. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from them. Also, like in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Hud, in chapter 11, 112. قال الله تعالى فاستقم كما أمرت ومن تاب معك ولا تطغوا إنه بما تعملون بصير. So stand, ask Allah to make you Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم firm and straight on the religion of Tawheed, as you are commanded, and those your companions who turn in repentance unto Allah with you, and transgress not Allah's legal limits. Verily Allah is all seer of what you do. So, the verses in accordance with this meaning are many. Number five, the fifth benefit. Using the term istiqama, istaqim, being upright, be straight, instead of that term which is widely used amongst people nowadays, where if they want to praise someone who is being upright on Islam, they say that he is multazim, he is committed. And the correct thing is to say that the person is upright on, as in accordance with the Quran and Sunnah, if he is truly the case. Not to say that he is multazim, committed. So the right term is to say what came in the hadith. Istiqama, uprightness on the deen. Six. The one who falls short from concluding the obligatory matters, then he is not upright. Rather, he is on a state of deviation. And the intensity of his deviation is in accordance with the degree of relinquishment of the obligatory matters, or indulgement in what is unlawful. Seven, benefit. The person, the believer, should always check himself. Should always check himself. Is he upright or otherwise? If he is upright, then he should praise Allah and thank Him, and asking Him to be steadfast and firm, and to die and to increase his iman, and to die on faith and uprightness. And if otherwise, then he should work to be upright and correct his path that leads him to Allah Azza wa Jal. So the one who delays the salah, so that its time passes, then he is negligent about it. And so the one who does with the zakah, the one who withholds the zakah, and also the one who transgresses against people and their honors, is not upright because he is doing haram, unlawful. Someone deceiving people in trade, in renting, in real estate, you name it, then he is not upright. So this uprightness, which is called al-istiqama, is a general quality comprising all actions. And as you can tell, this hadith comprised the entire deen. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and all success is from Allah, and all praise is due to Him. This brings the end of the explanation of this hadith. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.